The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong? Michelle joins us today for Am I Wrong? Hi, Michelle. How are you?
Good morning.
Hi.
I'm okay. Not great.
You're not. You sound really somber.
Yeah, I'm calling you guys because I need to know, you know, am I wrong about this thing?
Yeah.
Because my husband and I have been fighting.
Okay.
I don't want him to buy a motorcycle, and I don't think they're safe. I am worried he's going to die, and he is just insistent that he buy one, and we've been fighting about it, and it's just we have a one-year-old, and I cannot imagine him getting into an accident and dying and us being left alone. And I'm really upset, and I don't know what to do, and I just need help.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does he have life insurance? Because that might... Well, you know, never mind. We'll talk about...
My God.
Let's start with him. What's your husband's name, first of all?
Jeez.
Kevin.
Okay. And is this something new? Like, he just wanted a motorcycle, or he's always wanted a motorcycle, or how does that work?
I mean... He's like mentioned it in the past, but it was kind of like, you know, you mention things in passing and it's kind of never real. And then very recently, he's just really latched onto the idea and hasn't been able to let it go.
All right. Yeah. Hey, let's call him up and find out why he's so hype on the motorcycles. I mean, other than the fact that they're super cool. hang on 1 second. Okay, Michelle?
Okay.
Hello?
Kevin.
Yeah?
Hey, Kevin, how are you? Good morning. It's Mark Kay and Megan from 95.1 WAPE.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey.
Hey.
What's going on?
Now that we have a special surprise guest on the phone, can you guess who it is?
I have a hunch.
Is your hunch it's your wife, Michelle?
Yeah, that's kind
of yay! Yeah, congrats. She's here, too. Say hi, Michelle.
Good morning.
Hi.
Okay, that was interesting.
Hey, Kevin. Michelle told us that you really want to get a motorcycle, and she doesn't feel comfortable with it.
God. We can't just keep this between the two of us?
You won't listen to me. I needed to do something. I'm just worried you're going to die, and I just love you so much. I don't want you to die.
Babe, I'm not going to die. I've got to be, like, the safest person you've ever known. Like, it's not that big of a deal. It's a motorcycle. I'm not, like, playing Russian roulette with guns. Like, I'm riding a motorcycle. It's not that difficult.
My major concern isn't you. It's other people not paying attention when they're driving.
Right.
And hitting you.
And then him dying.
Yeah, and then dying.
Okay. All right. I mean, look, this is probably, I believe this is a common argument that couples have, especially here in Jacksonville. 340-9595. We have some people that want to comment. Crescents. Good morning, Crescents. Hi, how are you? What do you want to say?
I'm good.
Go ahead. Go ahead. What do you want to say?
The reason I'm calling is to say something to both of the husband and the wife.
Yeah.
For the wife, you can never prevent somebody from dying. If it is his destiny to die by accident, he will.
Mm.
If God wants him to die when he's 105 or whatever, in his bed, he will die. Either he drives the motorcycle or not.
Right.
Yeah.
And for the husband, if the wife really, really don't want that, can he just do her a favor
and not do it? Maybe we're God's way of teaching him not to do that, so he can live to be 105.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But that's the point, though, is like, what? Why would you sit there and argue with your wife every single day? Like, a motorcycle should not be like a make or break for your marriage. Like, right. It's not that
exactly.
serious. If she's really that diehard against it, no pun intended,
right.
I feel like she should just be like, all right, forget it. Like, I'll go on a roller coaster. I don't know. Figure something else out.
All right. I don't know if you've ever been on a motorcycle, but it's nothing like a roller coaster.
It's like the adrenaline. What?
Yeah. Hey, thanks so much for calling.
I mean.
We really appreciate it. WAP, good morning. Hi. Who's this?
Hey, this is Eric.
Hey, Eric. What'd you want to say, buddy?
I have a motorcycle, and I have 6 kids. So I have no problem with it. I've been a motorcycle driver for about 15 years, and I'm fine.
Right.
It's not about the motorcycle that's going to choose your death. Death just happens.
Right, it's like Final Destination.
Yeah.
It just because you don't get on the plane that's going to crash, death will find you eventually.
Yeah.
Right.
I get it.
No matter what, so who cares?
All right, so get a motorcycle, and if you die, it was just your time.
This is supposed to be that way.
Exactly.
Cool. All right, hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. The people, by the way, I don't know if it's a comforting or really grim sense about mortality, but...
What do you mean?
Like, it's either really comforting because they think, hey, I'm going to die whenever I'm going to die, so I might as well live my life.
Yeah.
Or it's grim where they're like, we're all going to die.
We're all going to. Well, it's true.
You cannot escape it. I mean, it is true. We're all going to.
It is true, but yeah. But I mean, maybe it'll be longer if you don't get a motorcycle.
Right. Maybe you'll live another 20, 30 years.
Right.
Whereas with a motorcycle, you might live 20, 30 minutes.
Exactly.
I get it. John, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, good, John. What do you want to say about this dude who just wants to buy a motorcycle? Live out his manly fantasies.
This is the thing. He's got a 1-year-old and a wife. Motorcycling is not a family hobby. You don't throw your 1-year-old on the back of a bike, which means it's going to affect a lot more than he realizes. His wife is going to start resenting him for leaving her at home with the baby, and it's just not a good idea.
I leave my wife at home with the kids sometimes, too, and I don't have a motorcycle.
Yeah, I mean, you could do
sometimes
that.
Sometimes is one thing. When you start riding bikes, you join clubs, you want to go on the rides. I was a rider. You're gone a lot, and you end up losing your family over it. Just wait until that child is older.
Okay.
And they can do it together.
Okay, that's a good point. Don't make your wife a motorcycle widow. either literally or figuratively.
Yeah, exactly.
Heather from Callahan, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great, Heather. What do you want to say?
I just want to say that I totally agree with the wife in this situation. My brother-in-law was almost killed in a motorcycle accident. He was T-boned by a driver that wasn't paying attention, and it wasn't his fault. It wasn't anything that he did wrong, but it just happened, and I totally agree with her here.
All right, so you're saying, yeah, she's onto something, that it doesn't matter how safe you are, someone else is not going to see you, and that's it.
Yeah, and he has 3 little kids and still suffers to this day for that, so I totally agree with her.
All right.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, and look, when I was younger, I had a moped.
Okay.
Why are you laughing?
It's not the same.
It's totally the same because you're driving around exposed.
Okay.
But, you know, like, I didn't have kids and a wife and stuff.
Right.
Like, I wouldn't get a moped.
It sounds like way less cool. Like, when I was a young one, I had a moped.
Okay, I didn't say young one. I said kid.
Well, whatever.
Like, I wouldn't get a moped now.
Right.
Because I have kids.
They're not cool. Actually, you would get a moped.
I'll have you know. I don't need a moped.
Is that how you pulled all the chicks? Your moped?
I did. In fact, Betsy Kelly's mom got mad at me once because I took her for a ride on the back of my moped.
And by pulled, I mean make them run the opposite direction.
Whatever, Megan. I used to be cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm still cool.
Yeah, right.
I used to be cool. Never mind. Well, look, Kevin, a lot of people saying, you know, be more sensitive to your wife, maybe. And, you know, I mean, maybe just put this off because you don't want your wife to be, you know, stressed and worried about you.
I don't get what the huge deal is. It's just not, I don't know.
Yeah.
It just doesn't seem worth the big argument, you know?
Right. Like every time you go out there on your motorcycle, she's going to be at home crying.
Yeah, it doesn't seem worth it.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't want it to be every, I guess I just kind of figured maybe it would be something she could warm up to, but if it's going to be this huge of a deal and upset her this much.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I'll just you know, maybe I'll just ride my buddies once in a while or something. And
yeah, that's a great idea. What do you think, Michelle?
No, I don't want you on a motorcycle at all. I don't understand why you're not getting this. Like, I love you so much, and I don't want you to die. I don't want our child to not have a father.
Okay. All right, hang on 1 second, you two. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess. They're gonna have to work this.
Yeah, they are.
This one's gonna take a little bit more time than
exactly.
We have. We've got to talk about the Grammys, so we're gonna have to move on. Hang on 1 second, you two. 340-9595. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.